وقل رب زدني علما.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. We have the class from the كتاب في أدب المفرد باب عقوبة البغي chapter 399 باب عقوبة البغي. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله حدثنا عبد الله بن أبي الأسود قال حدثنا محمد بن عبيد الطنافسي قال حدثنا محمد بن عبد العزيز عن أبي بكر بن عبيد الله بن أنس عن أبيه عن جده عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من عالى جاريتين حتى تدرك دخلت أنا وهو في الجنة كهاتين. وأشار محمد بالسبابة والوسطى. This is chapter 399 from the book of Al-Adab Al-Mufrad للإمام أبي عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري رحمه الله تعالى. The punishment for outrage. The punishment of for outrage. البغي هو الاعتداء هو transgression. A type of oppression. And Anas رضي الله from Anas said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said I will be in the Jannah with one who brings up two daughters until they come of age, like these two. Muhammad bin Abdul Aziz, the narrator, indicated that the closeness of his index finger and middle finger. The Prophet ﷺ in this hadith mentioned the virtue of the one who brings two daughters up until they come of age, till they stand on their feet, that he will be with the Prophet ﷺ in the Jannah. And when the Prophet ﷺ gave how close they are by doing like this. So the narrator gave how the Prophet ﷺ said, kahatayni, indicated the closeness of his index finger and a middle finger. Why Imam Bukhari brought this hadith under this chapter? هل هناك مناسبة بين هذا عنوان الباب باب عقوبة البغي وبين هذا الحديث؟ لا يظهر لي والله أعلم. الحديث الثاني والحديث connected وبابان يعجلان في الدنيا البغي وقطيعة الرحم. حديث نمبر 895 وبابان يعجلان في الدنيا البغي وقطيعة الرحم. Yes, it's connected with this part. And also the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم continues saying وبابان يعجلان في الدنيا البغي وقطيعة الرحم. And two abwab, two categories of punishment are quickly reached in this world, outrage and cutting off relatives. So two types, أي نوعان وجنسان من الذنوب, two kinds from the sin, the punishment are quickly reached in this world. It's not delayed into the hereafter. The punishment of some sin is delayed to the day of judgment. But from sometimes of the sin are not delayed. Rather, the person is quickly punished in this worldly life because of how evil these two sins are. Sins are possibly mentioned two of it. He said, outrage and carrying off relatives. Jazakallahu khair. البغي وقطيعة الرحم carrying the ties of kinship, the relative. So even though oppressing anyone is haram, but yet when it comes to the close one is al-rahim, especially the parents, especially the mother, and is more evil. The sin itself is some of it is bigger and more evil than the other. From those sin that the person is punished in this worldly life, na'udhu billah, is al-baghyu wa qati'atu rahim. What is the difference between outrage and transgression? عندكم outrage and transgression, is it the same? Or it's different? What's outrage? A type of transgression. So it's different than transgression. Yes. Okay. Which one is aggressive? Verbal. Okay. Al-i'tida. Okay. I'm using actions. Okay. Okay. Al-i'tida. Okay. Jazakallah khair. So baghi is when you oppress the person or you transgress the person through your tongue, verbal, based on your Jazakallah khair. Al-muhim. طيب actually it needs more research. لأن البغي من أنواع الظلم. The baghi, here the interpretation of rage is from the kindness of transgression. But some of it is more evil than the other. And the example of the baghi is like this one. Is the hadith before that, chapter 397, last hadith. That is a type of al-baghi. لعن الله من كمها أعمى عن السبيل. May Allah curse the one who misguide a blind from the path. This is from baghi. Somebody is a blind. He need help. Someone took him from the correct way to the hole is to the danger. And he sees the blind suffering. But he see him hitting the wall. And now this type of i'tida, al-baghi, is more evil. Just an example. So this type, like there is no rahmah, no kindness of this. So al-baghi. A'yadu billah. Some people, they do that out of fun, as a joke. They do very evil things. For instance, they make two little kids fight one another. And they see one of them suffering, bleeding, until they laughing. Naam. So this is, yani, some sin are more evil than the other. A'udhu billah. قال الإمام البخاري باب الحسب. قال رحمه الله حدثنا شهاب بن معمر العوفي قال حدثنا حماد بن سلم عن محمد بن عمر عن أبي سلم عن أبي هريرة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الكريم ابن الكريم ابن الكريم ابن الكريم إن الكريم ابن، نعم، إن الكريم ابن الكريم، ابن الكريم ابن الكريم يوسف ابن يعقوب ابن إسحاق ابن إبراهيم. باب الحسب chapter 400. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى the noble descent chapter about noble descent and noble descent noble lineage from Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the noble son of the noble son of the noble son of the noble son one was Yusuf ابن يعقوب ابن إسحاق ابن إبراهيم peace be upon them. So those who have the best hasab, the best lineage, the best, the noble descent, Prophet ﷺ said, is Prophet Yusuf, the son of Prophet Yaqub, the son of Prophet Ishaq, the son of Prophet Ibrahim. Why are they the noble descent? Because of the, because of what? Because of taqwa, because of taqwa, because of piety, because they are prophet, son of prophet, son of prophet, son of prophet. يرحمك الله. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا عبد العزيز بن عبد الله قال حدثنا عبد العزيز بن محمد عن محمد بن عمر عن أبي سلمة عن أبي هريرة أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن أوليائي يوم القيامة المتقون وإن كان نسب أقرب من نسب فلا يأتيني وإن هذه نافية أي ما كان نسب أقرب من نسب فلا يأتيني الناس بالأعمال وتأتون بالدنيا تحملونها على رقابكم وتقولون يا محمد فأقول هكذا وهكذا لا وأعرض في كلا إطفيه. From Ibn Abbas radiallahu, from Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those near me on the day of rising will be those who are fearfully conscious of Allah. Those who are close, those who are nearer me on the day of judgment, the day of Qiyamah, will be those who are fearfully conscious of Allah. Those who fear Allah. Al-Muttaqoon, the pious, the righteous, the obedient to Allah. Even if one lineage is closer than another, even if one lineage is closer than the other, it shouldn't be that some people come to me with their good actions, while you, meaning the Quraysh, his own people by lineage, come with only worldliness and call me. You come with worldly actions, yani worldly life. You come in the just for the lineage. You say, oh Muhammad, I will say no, making the gesture of turning his face away. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that his awliya, his close ones, those who relate to him, those he has a relationship with them are the muttaqoon, those who obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those who follow the messages of Allah, regardless the lineage of the person. And the Prophet addressed Quraysh and he mentioned, he said, don't come with worldly, when people come with a'mal, they come with righteous actions, ibadat, don't come with worldly, bid-dunya, يعني وتأتون بالدنيا تحملونها على رقابكم, you carrying on your backs, meaning sin, ويحملون أوزارهم, you commit a sin, oh Quraysh, even though you're relative, you're close, but yet you're coming with ماذا, a sin in the day of judgment, and other people, the people come with amal, righteous actions. Then you will say, "Oh Muhammad, oh Muhammad." And then I will turn away from you. So in this hadith, that what noble the person is the righteous action is not the lineage. The lineage, yes, is so important, and it's honor with the righteous actions. With the righteous actions. So from the fada'il, the virtue of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that he is from the relative of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that benefit when there is the taqwa, when there is righteousness, as Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from the few who reached that level. But when there is no taqwa, like the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Lahab, that didn't benefit him anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran that Abu Lahab and his wife will have the fire, lahab, that lahab, lahab, na'iyadan billah. So the person should know that what honor the person is the actions. What dishonor is the actions. If the actions are righteous, he obeys Allah Azza wa Jalla, she obeys Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, regardless where this from, this person, his lineage is, then that's what's being considered. As Allah said in Quran, Inna akramakum indallah atqakum. Imam Bukhari brought the hadith. He said, Rahimahullah, Hadathana Abdul Rahman al-Mubarak, Qala Hadathana Yahya ibn Sa'id, Qala Hadathana Abdul Malik, Qala Hadathana Ata'a an ibn Abbas, Qala la ara ahadan ya'malu bihadhi al-aya, Ya ayyuha an-nas, Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, Hatta balagh, إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم فيقول الرجل للرجل أنا أكرم منك فليس أحد أكرم من أحد إلا بتقوى الله. From Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه said, I do not know anyone who acts by this verse. Oh people, we create you male and female, and we made you tribes and people so that you may distinguish one another. The noblest among you is the one with the most taqwa, fearful consciousness, al-hujurat. Surah al-hujurat. A man says to another man, I am more noble than you. No one is noble than another person except by taqwa of Allah. Subhanallah, this Sahabi ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he addressing the people with him. He said, I don't see anyone who applied this ayah today. I don't see anyone who applied this verse, act upon it. The verse in which Allah mentioned that the most noble person is the one who has more taqwa, more obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. But as for you, O people, if the man among you says to another one, I'm better than you. I'm more noble than you. I'm more noble than you. Then the Sahabi mentioned the rule. He said, no one is noble than another person except by taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. By taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this exists until today. Some people, their action is very evil. He may be drinking. He may be listening to music. He may be even not praying. Yet he may believe he's better. He has high rank than someone who doesn't do all those haram, rather obeys Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Some people, they have this. Some people, they inverse Ahlul Bidah. Wallahi, they hate the Sunnah of the Messenger Sallam, but yet because through lineage, they believe that they are more close to the Messenger Sallam than the other people. Even some of them may say, they don't pray, they may say, give me such and such, I am from the family of the Prophet. I am from the family. Rather, even some of them, from those who are Ahlul Bid'ah, they expect the Mahdi to be from him or another one. They say that. They have expectation. They may be Mahdi. From the Mahdi will be from. How Mahdi is going to be an averer? La, Mahdi sahib al-sunnah. والعدل والحق نعم So the issue is not just the lineage. Naam, yes, of course, the family of the Prophet ﷺ exists there, whether we know or we don't know them. And we have to respect them. Naam. But again, what noble is the person is the taqwa of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, in Sahih Muslim, Prophet ﷺ said, Man abta'a bihi amaluhu, lam yusri' bihi nasabuhu. من أبطع به عمله لم يسرع به نسب. So if your actions make you back, delay you from the high rank, your lineage will not forward you. Will not forward you. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى Yes, this exists. Even some people, يعني they believe Because they've been Muslims years and years, just because of that, they're better than those who are better than them in actions and righteousness, who were Muslims less than their time. Since he was Muslim since 21 years, 25 years. You Muslim just 3 years. The issue is not 3 years. He may be a Muslim in 1 second, but he has no sin. Close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, While you 20 years committing haram and majors. Yes, being a long time Muslim is good. أقدامكم للهجرة. Prophet ﷺ, when you talk about who lead the Salah, he mentioned the one who good Quran more. If they equal in Quran, the Sunnah. If they equal in the Sunnah, who make Hijrah first, which means who accepted Islam first. Yes, this is considered, but after when? After the real qualities, other qualities, after the other qualities of knowledge, of then yes, in this case, likewise the only age, naam, that but that's when there is taqwa. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله حدثنا أبو نعيم قال حدثنا جعفر بن برقان عن يزيد بن الأصم قال قال ابن عباس ما تعدون الكرم وقد بين الله الكرم فأكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم ما تعدون الحسب أفضلكم حسبا أحسنكم خلقا From Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه said What do you think nobility is? Allah has made nobility clear. The noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the one with the greatest taqwa. The one with the greatest taqwa هو طاعة الله عز وجل. Taqwa is to obey Allah. So the more someone obeys Allah more, نعم, the more taqwa he has, the more noble he is with Allah عز وجل. What do you think lineage is? You know, Abbas asked the second question, what do you think lineage is? The best of you in lineage is the best of you in character. It's the best of you in character. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى باب الأرواح جنود المجندة قال رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا عبد الله قال حدثني الليث عن يحيى بن سعيد عن عمرة عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الأرواح جنود مجندة فما تعارف من ائتلف وما تناكر من اختلف الأرواح جنود مجندة فما تعارف من ائتلف وما تناكر من اختلف وقال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى chapter 401 the arwah the spirits or the souls are a unified arm from Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها may Allah be pleased with her said I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say The souls are like recruited troops. Those who are of like qualities are inclined to each other, but those of dissimilar qualities differ. From Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, I heard the Prophet ﷺ say, the souls are like recruited troops. Those who are of like qualities are inclined to each other. But those of dissimilar qualities differ. and separate. In this hadith, that the people's souls and spirits are groupies. Are groupies. And each group relates to one another. So when the two people, they gather, they meet, those who have the same souls, qualities, they, ماذا? تآلف, they join, they incline to one another. They feel related to one another. They group one another. And those who are different in souls, they separate one another. The ulama, they say there may be someone you never met him. You never met him. By the time you see him, from that day you don't like him. And someone is the opposite. Someone you have, you inclining to it. There's a relationship between you and him. This person, you relate to it. Another one, you don't get along. What is the cause of that? The ulama gave different answers. One of it, they say, if the people have the same maqasid, they have the same goal. Walahum, the same sifat, they have the same descriptions. Naam, wa ahwal, situations. Then they relate to one another. But if they have different goals, if they have different descriptions, they separate one another. Naam. So just like the arm, when the troops are recruited and they are trained, each arm has a different way to be trained. They organize. They have the same system. So they are not in the same field. So those who are in the same field catch up with one another, along with one another. They team up with one another. They go together. Those not, they don't go. They don't match one another. If one goes to the left, the other one goes to the right, because they are not in the same page. Just like the people, their soul is the same. And ulama have a lot of explanations. And the person, he in his life, he feels. There are somehow some people you don't get along with. Whenever you try to be with, conflicts and problems. Some people you may be with him years, never have any clash with him. Never, whole day long he talking to you. Maybe the same thing this one says to you, another one says to you. Somehow you take it personal. هناك تنافر. There is somehow تنافر. Separation. Similar. That doesn't justify to run from the Muslim. La, as Qatabi said, if the person is good Muslim, righteous, and you find yourself running from him, you have to patient. You have to help yourself. You have to cause yourself to change what make you run from the good Muslim until you don't run from it. So the souls are like recruited troops. Those who are of like qualities are inclined to each other, but those of dissimilar qualities differ. Also the same number 901 from Abu Huraira with a different isnad. قال رحمه الله تعالى إمام. نعم. Last hadith. نعم, it's the same hadith. So review the explanation of this hadith. الأرواح الجنود مجندة فما تعارف من اختلف وما تناكل من اختلف. So it happened. You always have sometimes a woman and his wife always clashes. Endless clashes. They never go together. Even though, yes. A man is what? Jazakallahu khair. Hatiqayyuh. Jazakallah khair. Barakallahu fi. So a man and his wife, always, even though both are righteous, both as good, somehow. Sometimes it may be because of magic, by the way. It happens. Sometimes it may be because of sihr. And sometimes it may be because of the characters, at-tab', the one they have been created on. Na'am. Subhanallah. You may see a woman who, or as someone who you say, how somebody can live with this person? How can somebody live with this person? You hear this person, he get married. MashaAllah, you never hear problem from his wife. Na'am. Some women, yes, her mother, her family saying, oh, this one, Allah make this somebody to marry her. And they worry about she will be khalas. SubhanAllah, the man, he says he get Jannah. And he get good wife. Na'am, subhanAllah. Some other woman, yani people say, the man, they cannot. So sometimes it is the type of people who gather are not liking. Sometimes they don't have the same. Na'am, ala kullin, again, that doesn't justify to say because of that, I can't get along with a good Muslim. A woman says with her husband, لا نعم والعلم عند الله والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه جزاك الله خير عبد القيوم نعم أخي أول Okay, so outrage is caused by hatred. Barak, there is hadith, Prophet ﷺ was asked, أفضل الناس قال كل مخموم القلب صدوق اللسان مخموم القلب كل تقي نقي لا إثم فيه ولا بغي ولا غل ولا حسد. So البغي here in this hadith, the one who making this بغي is somebody who has hatred and envy. يعني the sickness of the disease is not just somebody, يعني he transgressed someone. يعني this person is, he mean the transgression. He mean, just like that example, that one out of no reason, he misguiding, he causing a blind person to fall into the holes. This is not normal. This comes from sickness of the heart. So it's unlike someone who, yani someone make him mad and he fight him and he transgress him. This one he has now. Al-Baghi. Jazakallah khair. Akhona, as Yahya says, maybe sometimes the English word doesn't have a specific Arabic word which fits. Just like, na'am, mayam. Mayam fa'injilizi. Jazakallah khair. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.